Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome. This is Ken, the Passion Entrepreneur, your Chief Profitability Officer, your Sales and Profit Evangelist, if you will. Thank you for listening in. E3C, what does it mean? It stands for Entrepreneurship, Empowerment, and Evolution. And the C stands for Connect, Collaborate, and Create. We show you how to maximize your profits, sales, and business opportunities. We teach you the best practices for profitability and sales and share with you new ideas and strategies to take your business to the next level. You can check out the website at BetterSalesAndProfitsNow.com. That's what it's all about, right? Sales and profits. That's www.BetterSalesAndProfitsNow. We want you to listen, learn, enjoy, and share. Again, thank you for listening in. Our call-in line is 646-716-7099. That's 646-716-7099. Today, we're talking about small business, my favorite topic, entrepreneurship. And we're going to speak with Jim Tracy, a man on a mission with America's best companies. And the question I want to ask is, how can small business succeed? Why do they succeed? And perhaps why do they fail? We're talking to Jim Tracy. Jim is a man on a mission. He is president and founder of America's Best Companies. We call it ABC, which was established in 2006. He's a graduate of Loyola University in Chicago. He served as a senior vice president for a national TransLink corporation over a span of 10 years. He worked with thousands of entrepreneurs and small business owners looking to grow their business and reach more customers. Isn't that what it's all about? Got to grow the business, got to see more people, got to sell more people. And over the years, Jim witnessed countless small businesses going out of business, and as a result, heightened competition from, you know, big corporations. They're always trying to get into our business. Those online retailers. So what was the solution? Well, he founded America's Best Companies, and he strives to bring the issues of small business owners to the forefront, and he's leading a dedicated professional staff, I've met one of them, to make America proud and great and be here a place where small business entrepreneurships reign and grow. So welcome, Jim. How are you? I bring him up. It's important to bring him up.
That one.
Hey, Jim, welcome. Welcome. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great. I'm great, Ken.
All right. All right. America's Best Companies. America's Best Companies. The website is www.americasbestcompanies.com or www.gowithabc.com. Is that correct?
That is correct. And you can find a lot of information there in addition to what we'll talk about today.
All right. So I want to ask you the first question. And that is, you have the 10 keys for small business to succeed. And we only have a lot of time, but what are some of the keys that are important for if you want your business to succeed? What's number one?
Yeah, these 10 simple strategies, I have a lot more keys, but these are simple strategies that don't cost a lot of money that can help a business owner to make more money. And the number one thing that I tell every business owner today is you have got to have a web presence. If you want anybody under 40 years old ever to find out about your business, you better get yourself a web presence. And that's one of the things we try to do at ABC to help business owners.
So everybody's taking notes. So the first thing is you got to have a web presence, got to have a website. Okay.
Absolutely.
And what's number two?
Number two is I tell people to take advantage, if they sell any type of product, take advantage of all the places available where they can market that product on the internet. Prime examples would be like eBay or Ubid.com. I myself, a couple of years ago, decided to dive into that world just so I could teach business owners, and I ended up selling over 600 football cards in a matter of a couple of months, just out of an old collection I had from when I was a kid. because I wanted to learn the ins and outs. And you've got to understand, I'm a little bit older guy. I didn't grow up in the computer generation, so I was very intimidated at first. But I found that I was able to master it quickly and make thousands of dollars in a short period of time. And so I got to tell business owners, don't be intimidated. Give it a shot.
Just jump online. So what you're saying is that don't be afraid of the computer. The computer can be your friend. Embrace technology.
Yeah, because a lot of small business owners are 40 years old and up right now. So I know if you're 45, 50, 55, that thing can look scary. It's something your grandchildren and your children grew up with. But to you, gosh, you're lucky if you got the email program down. And I'm here to tell you that even if your skill level is nothing more than checking an email, you can still sell your products online. And I've got countless examples of people I've helped, like an antique store, that suddenly I taught them how to put their products online, and they started making thousands of more dollars a month. And they realized there was millions of people out there willing to look at their products, not just the people willing to walk into their store.
Man, this is amazing. Yeah, you have to embrace technology. The computer can be your friend. For example, most of my first call appointments are done online. I don't get in my car and see somebody. And I've got clients all over the country, and I'm not driving to see them or flying to see them. So you've got to embrace technology, because that can have an impact on your sales, can have an impact on your profitability, saves you time. I have an opportunity if I want to go out and do my run, which I do, or even take a nap. I can do that. And I can spend more time with my clients if you utilize the technology. So don't be afraid to embrace it. Okay. So what's number three?
Get connected in your community.
Mm.
The best way I can give this example is there are hundreds of free ways for you to promote your business right in your very own community. And that's the number one place where you want to promote your business, more than likely if you're a retail shop or a hair salon or whatever. Recently, I helped a health food store just outside Chicago, and I got them connected with some Cub Scout troops. And they started going to the monthly pack meetings, and they actually paid them to come to teach the kids about nutrition. And all it was an hour-long presentation about all the benefits of using the products in their store. And I was told by one of them that the very next day, eight of the parents were in their store buying products. So there is your local library, there are local schools. I mean, it doesn't matter if you're a plumber. Kids and parents and everybody want to find out what you do and what makes it unique and what they could do for preventative maintenance. So get connected in your community. There's chambers of commerce, there's mothers clubs, there's a parade where you can put a sign on the side of your truck and drive in that parade and throw candy to the kids and just get your name out there.
Yeah, that's a point. People always, what I hear you saying is acres of diamonds. The opportunities are right there. And some people don't even realize it. And you go after the big companies, the government, but the opportunity is really in your community. So connect there. I like that one. That's a good one. Number four, what's number four for you?
Number four for me, and this is going to sound crazy. It's going to sound counterintuitive to what we said it to, but I say avoid mass media. I don't mean the computer. I mean don't try to compete with the big guys in your community. If the big guy's putting a flyer in the newspaper and putting commercials on TV, it doesn't mean you need to put flyers in the newspaper and commercials on TV. They're spending millions of dollars in branding their product so that once you see that flyer in the newspaper, you are connected between all the things they've done, between radio, TV, the internet, whatever, so that your brain triggers certain actions. You spend all that money and put a five-page flyer in the newspaper, the same connection's not going to be made with your customers. There are better ways to spend your money. I mean, shoot, a flyer can be typed up in about 10 minutes. You can go to your local print shop, print up 5,000 of them for about $300, and you could hire some neighborhood kids to run around and throw them in people's doors, and that would have a far greater impact than the tens of thousands of dollars you'd spend on mass media.
That's interesting. So what I hear you saying is you don't try to compete with the big boys. You can just do it yourself and hire. And so why do people always want to put an ad in the paper or do the radio or TV advertising? Why do they do that? Why do small businesses think that's the answer?
They think they have to. They see that the biggest retailer in America just posted 1.2% gains over last year. And they say, oh, gosh, well, how did they do it? TV, this, that. No, they did it by branding themselves. They did it with clever slogans. They did it because their name is said 8,000 times a day through the radio, TV, internet, et cetera. You're just not going to get that impact. But your brain says, well, if it works for them, it's got to work for me. But that's not what you are. I mean, they sell bicycles, and let's say you have a bicycle shop. Your bicycle shop is going to do unique things for your customers. You may not even be able to compete with them price-wise, but you got a better quality product, better value. You'll let the kids come in and test drive them in your parking lot. You'll size it up for them. You'll add a front brake if you see that they may need it. You'll offer them a tune-up now and then where they can come in and get the chain oiled and get this done and keep the bike safe. I mean, you know, I would promote the safety aspect and the personalization of my product to the people in the community because that's what sets you apart. It's not your price usually that sets you apart.
Absolutely. That comes to mind. I had a couple of prospects, I said, maybe suspects. One company was spending $5,000 on advertising. Didn't have any health insurance for the employees, but $5,000. I said, what kind of return are you getting? She couldn't answer it. Had another person put a billboard on the local highway, spending $2,000 per month on this billboard. She said, it's working great. I said, how do you know that? Who's coming in and saying, yeah, I saw your billboard. Are you keeping track of that? Are you testing and measuring that? Oh, no. So how do you know that it's working? So, yeah, this is excellent. So you have to really watch your return on investment and newspapers and magazines and television. They're losing money. They have to restructure. And you really need to look at what kind of return I'm getting for that advertising dollar. So that's a good one. Okay, what's number five?
Number five is work with a mastermind group. Napoleon Hill, in his great book, Think and Grow Rich, wrote an entire chapter about the mastermind group. And every successful business person in history realizes that they don't have all the answers. And in today's marketplace, in this, you know, what they're calling the Great Recession, in today's difficult marketplace, you may not realize as a business owner, maybe you've been in business 2, 3, 4, 5 years, there are business owners in your very community that have been around for 30 years who've gone through 3 or 4 downturns in the economy, and they could give you advice and work with you and tell you how they worked through it, the changes they made, the things they had to do to survive in these tough times. Now, that's not all you're going to get from a mastermind, but that's a big one that you can get right now. And it's as easy as talking to the business owners in your community and saying, hey, how about once every 2 weeks we get together, I'll spring for donuts and coffee, and we all sit down and chit-chat about what's going on. And maybe we can work together and do other things. And I'm going to talk about something in number six, in creating a newsletter of some type that you can work with that mastermind group in creating, and you could share that responsibility. So I may as well dive right into number six.
Yeah, go ahead.
Which is, you know, create a newsletter of some type. I've recently read statistics that a newsletter has a 400% better chance of being read than any ad. So it could be an online newsletter, or it could be a print newsletter, or it could be both. You know, it could be distributed by those same kids you got running flyers around throughout your town. But a newsletter is something where you can actually say, hey, get ready for winter. You know, I'm the local plumber, and here's some things you could do so that you don't have to call me in January. You know, by the way, I also do this, 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 and this. You could offer coupons. You could, let's say you get 12 people in your mastermind group. You could each take the responsibility of once per month, you know, so you got the responsibility once a year of creating that newsletter and getting it out. And it could be as short as one piece of paper, you know, or one page on an email. And it could go all the way up to a little, you know, 6 or 8 page fold-up thing that you print up at the local printer that looks a little fancier, or has some actual links to your websites online. Because as I talked about, number one, you got to have that website.
Now, it's interesting you mentioned it, and you talk about newsletters and collaborating, but what we're talking about, I guess, in six in the mastermind group is strategic partnerships and alliances. You know, no man is an island. If you're growing your business, you need people to help and support, and you can do joint efforts. So that's good. Okay, so what's are we on eight now? What's number seven?
Ask what else can I do for you to every one of your customers, and
yes,
instruct your employees to do the same. I mean, we all know the largest, you know, fast food chain in America a few years ago started saying, would you like to supersize that meal at the end of every order? Did you know that they made $1 billion in extra profit in one quarter by doing that?
Wow.
A simple thing from your employees, teaching your employees, saying, what else can I do for you? I know that recently I was doing some Christmas shopping for my children, and I went to a music store, and I bought my son what he wanted, you know, for Christmas. Well, I was about to leave the store. Sale was done, paid for, credit card, loaded in the truck, and he finally asked me. He said, by the way, is there anything else we can get you today? And I said, you know, my other son has been staring at that instrument in your window for a long time, but I don't know if that instrument's actually for sale. It was a mandolin. I don't know if it's actually for sale or if it's just on display in the window, but he plays the violin, he plays this, and he would love to learn to play that. He's like, oh, well, as a matter of fact, right now, not only can I get you that, but we can get him 4 free lessons on it here. And just by asking, because I wasn't even going to ask, because it looked like a decoration in the window. And before he knew it, he made another $400 sale, and I was walking out the door with another product.
How can I help you? How can I help you? Always ask for that, for the sale. I like that one. How can I always ask that? How can I help you? And listen, and then maybe if you can't help them, you know somebody, some company, a person you're working with can help them too. All right, that's good. So what's next? Are we at number eight? What's number eight?
Number eight, I encourage people to use all forms of classified advertising. Classified advertising are a powerful, inexpensive method of reaching new customers. It's been proven again and again, primarily in the car industry, where they'd place ads for new cars in the used car section because it only cost them a few dollars to place that little ad. And a lot of people aren't aware that maybe there's new cars available today for $10,000 or $12,000 or $13,000 where they can get full warranties and everything else, and they're sitting there perusing the used cars in the same price range, and all of a sudden, bang, they go, oh, I didn't know I could get a new one with a warranty and everything. And thousands of car sales, even in the tough times, are made each month that way. Well, it's not just for the car industry. It doesn't matter what you sell. When you take a little classified, and they're available all over online from major people like Craigslist all the way down to, you know, to the local newspaper, anywhere from free to maybe $8 or $10 for a week, it's such an inexpensive way. And when somebody finds you, it's because they're looking for exactly what you have. And again, you want to be found by people that don't know you have what they want.
Oh, that's good. I got to write this one. It classifies. I say I have over 400 ideas on sales and profitability and technology. Now I've got another idea I can add. Thanks, Jim.
Well, here in Chicago, there's one or two business consultants I see every week in the classified section. And I know from talking to them that they have huge success with that.
Okay. So this is good. We're on a roll here. Nine. What is nine?
Nine is use the specialized information that you have to communicate with people in and around your community. And there's two ways I recommend doing this. One is by writing articles for your local newspaper. You'd be shocked by how starved the local newspapers are for information and news. And it doesn't matter, again, what you do, whether you're going to have a day where you cut hair for charity or whether you're going to, you know, you're giving people advice on how to winterize their home, or it doesn't matter what your business is, bicycle safety in the spring, pool safety in the spring, you know, you're opening your pool, make sure you do these things. You can write articles like that, and the local newspaper will do it. But there's an even better place, and that's what we call blogs.
Blogs, yes.
Yep, blogs are a free space all over the Internet where you can talk about your specialized information and you can generate new customers based on the expertise you provide. Now, if I was a new business owner, let's say I opened a restaurant today, you know, which is a tough business to get into today. First thing I'd do is I'd get that website. Second thing I'd do is I'd add a blog to that website, which, again, I know it sounds intimidating to the small business owner, but there's high school kids and college kids that are home for Christmas break, spring break, or whatever, that you'd pay them $20 to shovel your driveway. Well, for $30, they'll come in and they'll build you a little website and help you get a blog on there. And if I was a restaurant, I'd have things on recipe of a week or ask the chef a question. I'd even add video. I would have a little video camera set up in my kitchen, and every time we were preparing a new dish, I'd teach people how we do it. I'd have them watch it. They could see outtakes. They could see funny things, dropping things, whatever. I mean, and I'd put those on YouTube. And I would, again, go back to using that technology in every way I could in promoting my business.
All right, I'll play devil's advocate because I am a proponent of using technology. But what do you say to people that will say, Jim, I'm in business. I'm not a technology guy. I don't have time to do this technology, the blog. And what would you say to that?
I say to them, that the itty-bitty time that they need to invest to learn this will pay back dividends 10 times over. I say that the internet and the computers, you know, have come a long way. And believe me, 10 years ago, the first time I touched a computer, I was scared to death. I didn't know what to do. But today, with the new operating systems and everything else, they make it very simple. In your local stores, your local computer store, or like I said, a local high school or college kid can teach you. And again, if I didn't know anything and I was a single person, I didn't have connections in my community, I would put flyers in the mailbox. Is there anybody that can help me with computer, you know, information? Mm-hmm. Anybody help me build a website?
Don't be afraid.
You'll find people that will call you up and say, I'd be happy to help you out with that. And you tell them, I'm more than happy to pay you. And you may even get people insist on helping you out for free because people want to help people. We all want to help that person that has the flat tire on the side of the road. The reason a lot of us don't is we have a little bit of fear built into our life. Well, we all know fear is false evidence appearing real, you know, or forget everything and run is another acronym for it. But, you know, if you overcome that fear and you communicate with other people, they want to help you.
All right, good. So last but not least, 10, the 10th tool.
Serve your customers. Your customers are always right, and provide them the best possible service that you can. That's what separates you from any big boy out there. You go to a big boy, again, I'll go back to the bike example, and you want to get a bike, you got to pick it out. There's nobody to help you. You figure it out. You buy one based on price or the way it looks or the paint job or whatever, and you leave and you got it. That's it. I go to a bike shop, they're going to do a lot more for me. They're going to take my son. They're going to put the seat where it belongs properly. They're going to make sure the handlebars are secure where they need to be. They're going to make sure that the pedals are right for him. They're going to make sure that when he brakes, he knows how to use the front and back brakes. They're going to tune everything up, make sure the wheels are straight. They're going to do a lot of things. And if they're not, they're not going to make it. That's what sets you apart. Serve those customers that you already have. The most expensive thing you ever acquire is a new customer, so you got to treat them right.
Man, so those are the 10 keys, the tools. This is great. So let me not throw you a curveball, but let me ask this question. You mentioned a little bit about challenging times right now. I refuse to participate in this recession. I'm moving my business forward. I'm making money and adding new clients. So let me ask you, Jim, besides the 10 that we talked about, or maybe you'll just respond to this, how can small business owners, say it's rough out there, small business owners, entrepreneurs, what can they do to maximize sales and profitability in challenging times?
Well, we talked about some of the strategies they could use to market themselves. There are a few strategies they could use to start saving money right now. Mm-hmm. In the last year, gas prices, oil prices reached all-time highs, and because of that, many things in your business, many of the suppliers, vendors, clients you have, you know, increased prices to you because of those shipping costs. Now's a good time to demand that they come back down because those costs have come back down.
Yep.
And a lot of people overlook that. They get used to paying a new price, and that's it. And they don't realize that there are countless places in their business, what I call transparent costs, the things that they just pay every month because they think they have to pay it at that rate, like their credit card processing costs on their machine. A simple 10-minute call to your credit card processing company with a threat to shop around or somebody's coming with better pricing will typically get you a 10 or 15% decrease. The same call to your insurance company will do the same thing. The same call to your shipper will do the same thing. There's countless places, including your very own landlord, where you can say, look, it's just not working right now. And depending on your situation, if you are struggling a little bit, you can often get a reduction in rent. Or if you're doing okay and the landlord knows you're doing okay, today is the perfect time to renegotiate your lease for an extension at a lower cost, and you may even be able to get yourself – I recently got us 6 months of free rent by renegotiating our lease here. So we're in a huge grade A building just outside Chicago, health clubs in it, hair salons in it, stores in it. I mean, beautiful building, and I was able to negotiate 6 months free rent and a reduction in our price by extending it a little bit. So today is a prime time for them to take advantage of that.
That's a good one. You're a wealth of information, Jim. All right, we've got our new president-elect coming on, Barack Obama. So let me ask you, what can Barack Obama and the federal government do to help small business?
That's a great question. You know, we've only been receiving pieces here and there of this whole stimulus plan that he's planning for the new year. There's some talk of over $1 trillion over 2 years. And, you know, when I look at the pieces, I see that one of the pieces is encouraging new hiring of employees to businesses out there, that there would be some tax credit of roughly $3,000 from what the details that have been released so far per employee hired. Well, I believe that our new president, first of all, everybody's got to support him. Doesn't matter who
Absolutely.
You voted for. It's just like the Iraq War. You know, a genius came out and said, support our troops, because at first the country was divided over whether or not we should be there, but somebody
yes.
came out with them yellow stickers for the back of your card that said support our troops. Well, I don't
Absolutely.
Care whether you were for them or against them. You've got to support our president, number one. Number two, we got to demand that our politicians be careful in the way they word this stimulus package, because oftentimes the way these things get worded, only the big companies can take advantage of it. You may be in a, you know, they may have laid off 14,000 people last year, and next year they want to hire 2,000 back, and they get this enormous tax credit. Whereas you want to hire two more salespeople for your print shop, and they won't give you any credit because they make commissions and because, you know, you do other things. We got to demand that our politicians in this stimulus package make sure they include the language that's proper for us as small business owners. They're saying the right things right now, but we don't know what it'll look like, you know, for at least another 3 weeks to a month, I'm guessing. But there are things in there that can help you as a small business owner, and you need to consult tax people, lawyers, et cetera, that you have in your mastermind group that can clearly guide you to how to get your maximized savings.
Wow. So, okay. So we're running out of time. So let's talk about America's best companies. What's some of the things? I'm very impressed with your website and the offers and benefits that come with being a member. So tell us a little bit about what makes ABC so unique.
Well, America's Best Companies got started because of donuts, Ken. I know that sounds crazy. Because of donuts, yeah. My a good friend of mine had a lake house where I'd take my kids every summer, and we'd go into town you know, on a Saturday morning. We'd go on a weekend to go fishing and stuff. And we go into town on a Saturday morning. We get donuts at the bakery, and we go to the bait shop and get bait to go fishing. And we'd stop at a couple of these local little stores. Really cute town. And a big box store opened about a half a mile down the main road. And within 1 year, 25 small businesses went out of business. So I couldn't get my favorite donut anymore. And that really inspired me to say, whoa, what is going on with America today? I mean, America was built by entrepreneurs. America was built. I mean, when you look at our history of our 43 presidents up to now, almost every single one of them was an entrepreneur of some type, or even an attorney who, in my opinion, is an entrepreneur of some type. And we've got to really, you know, I built ABC because I wanted to make sure entrepreneurs and small business owners got all the benefits that they needed to stay in business, grow their business, and make more money in their business. So ABC, we help a business owner by getting them a website. We help them get found on the internet because we own a search engine called EasyLocal.com. It's a local search product, but it enables us, being one of 38, it enables us to input the data for businesses to get found on all the other search engines like Google and Yahoo and MSN and Yellow Book and Yellow Pages. So we help them with that. We own a magazine called America's Best. It's highly acclaimed.
It's really
packed, filled with information for small business owners. We give them an e-weekly newsletter every week to give them the latest information to help their business. We've negotiated over 100 great discount programs that they'd never be able to do on their own because of the fact that we've already had over 14,000 businesses sign up with us. We've been able to negotiate with insurance companies and office supply companies and payroll companies and everything else and get pricing that no small business owner would ever be able to get on their own. So we say, look, we're about $1 a day, about $300 a year to be a member of our organization. You join it, you take advantage of one discount, you're already going to be ahead. Now you let us build you a website and get you found on the internet and give you guidance and teach you about hiring and firing and growing and doing different things in your business and renegotiating your lease and whatever else. Let us teach you all the rest, and we'll give you, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars worth of benefits throughout the year.
Man, so that's very, very impressive. So what is maybe one success that you could share with us about who's working with you and what they've got out of working with you?
Oh, I could give you dozens, but there was a 100-year-old furniture store just outside of Chicago here that we wrote about in our magazine. And after we wrote about them, they came to us and they said, we'd like to join. We'd like to take advantage of some things. And within just a matter of months, not only did they, you know, start saving thousands of dollars a month on all of their basic needs in their business, because they were all on there, or a single family-owned furniture store. They couldn't compete with all these big chains, and they didn't even realize that there was so many things that we could provide to them, and now they've moved to a new location, grown, are more impressive, and this is all in less than 2 years, and they attribute a lot of that just to us.
All right, and you've been in business since 2006?
Correct. We started in the middle of 2006.
Oh, in the middle of 2006?
Yep.
Okay. You're a man on a mission, Jim.
Absolutely.
All right, so as we wrap up, what do you want our listeners to get out of our conversation today?
I want them to hear that small businesses can not only survive, but they can thrive today and in the future, and through a company like ours or through some of the advice I've given you, you can take advantage of that and take your business right to the top.
All right, so Jim, you got to come back. When are you coming back?
Whenever you want me, Ken. I'm always happy to talk to people, especially when you got an audience, a captive audience of entrepreneurs and small business owners. I'll send my message to them or any other message to them anytime I can.
Well, I really appreciate your time, taking the time to educate us and help us and keep us motivated, because it's all so important for us as we're working in our businesses to reflect and connect with other people that are doing exciting things. So thank you so very much, Jim. We appreciate that. And don't check out, again, the website, Jim, is?
AmericasBestCompanies.com, or the short version is GoWithABC.com. You can go there. You can get a free basic membership, which gets you our e-weekly newsletter and some other basic benefits. Or you can upgrade. If you enter my code VIP, you can get membership right now for $199.
Oh,
my
special offer.
My code is VIP. It's a special one I'm offering right now through radio programs and podcasts that I'm doing right now.
Oh, I like that. Thank you, Jim.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. Well, that's the show. What have you learned today? More importantly, how are you going to apply what you've learned today? Specifically, what action steps? Sign up with Go with ABC. Sign up with ABC right now. You got the really great discount that Jim's giving you. So definitely take advantage of that. Don't forget to listen to, you can listen to our show on iTunes. You can go to Business Podcast on iTunes and check out Enter E3C, the Passion Entrepreneur, and you can listen to all our shows. Tell a business associate, a friend, a relative about the show. They'll be happy that you did. Share it with them. And again, we do offer free consultation for people that listen to the program. So give us a call. Send us an email. As we wrap up again, thank you, Jim Tracy, with America's Best Companies. Really enjoyed this conversation. We've got to get him back. So as we wrap up, I say to you, dare to be great, be remarkable, be extraordinary, stay profitable, and go make that sale. Brian Hunley, New Wine Music, take us out.